B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah. What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How was our weekends?
Anything great.
Exciting? You look good. You look refreshed. Yeah, did you do anything fun?
I did.
Yeah?
I went to the Crucible twice.
Oh, that's right. I saw
that. At Canton High School. But yeah. I did celebrate a friend's birthday party, too.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that was
like
fun.
Like that? Mm-hmm. Brian, anything exciting this weekend? Did you do any? Did you get out? Did you see?
Did a lot of leaves. Did a lot of leaves.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got at a tailgate yesterday with some friends.
Well, that's good.
That was good.
Yeah. You didn't see Ford versus Ferrari, the movie you've been anticipating?
I want to go see it. But, you know, movie theaters aren't really near my house.
Yeah.
You loved it.
I loved it.
It's so good.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's as good as you hoped it will be. No, you've been dying.
That's
to
really
see
good.
It. Yeah, no, it's real good. Because a lot of times they make period piece movies, you know what I mean? Hollywood does. And then it's not true to the era.
Right.
Like, you know, in the 1960s, you had a certain look, and they adhere to it.
Yeah.
Matt Damon's great. He's really good.
Of course.
Yeah, as Shelby. And Christian Bale, phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really. So see it when you can. High.
Yeah.
It got like 3.5, 4 stars from every reviewer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Certified fresh.
Certified fresh.
From what I heard, whatever that means.
Maybe this week.
It's good. But Bob Servation, quickly. Has it gotten... I don't go to movies a lot now, but it was 25 minutes of previews before the movie is supposed to start. 7:15, it started at 7:38.
Yeah, previews, they have a lot of them.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I remember watching movies when I was a kid and wanting more previews because they only did like 3, and I'm like, too bad.
No.
Now I'm like, come on!
No, it's crazy now. It is crazy.
When that green pops up, previews,
I'm like,
But seriously, see that movie, Ford vs. Ferrari. It's so good, Brian. Carve some time out. Call the wife. Tell her you're going to be seeing a matinee.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear that call.
You want me to do that for you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right.
That's funny.
It is 5:38 and 34 degrees in Boston. High of 41 today. Big announcement at 7 o'clock. We might even have Santa himself making the announcement.
Ooh, really?
This is going to be big. Okay. That's coming up 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Joining us this morning for a shot at $1,000 is Joe Duggan. And Joe is from West Wareham. Hey, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So, Joe, you're a painter, right? Painting contractor.
Yes, sir.
That's great. You working today?
What's your favorite color?
I despise all colors, and yes, I am working today.
Okay. Oh, I think ceiling white is your favorite color?
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite color.
Yeah, yeah. Because you can spray just
yes,
flat.
Yes,
right
very
up.
Easy.
All right, Joe.
That's it.
All right, we don't have the best phone connection, but so make sure you speak up nice and loudly. All right, Joe, here's how it works. I'll give you a shot at $1,000. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. If you're not sure, say pass, and we'll see if we can come back and try it again, okay?
Okay.
You get all 10 right, you'll win $1,000. So ready?
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Who was the first U.S. president?
George Washington.
What color was the brick road in The Wizard of Oz?
Yellow.
True or false, Beethoven was deaf?
True.
What product slogan was, look, Ma, no cavities?
Pass.
In what city is St. Mark's Square located?
Venice.
In the Steve Miller song, The Joker, what men's name do some people call him?
Maurice.
What's the name of the mermaid in The Little Mermaid?
Ariella.
Who wrote The Catcher in the Rye?
J.D. Salinger.
How many tusks sprout from the snout of an adult male warthog?
8.
Which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment?
Vegas.
What product slogan was "Look, Ma, no cavities"?
Crest.
Oh, at the buzzer!
Give him Crest.
Yes. Oh, wow!
Wow, you did pretty good, Joe. I like your style. Joe is just kind of slowly, methodically coming up with the answers, and I believe you got 8 out of 10.
You did.
You got an 8.
You did really well.
Nice.
That is awesome. You were calm, cool, collected, and knew a lot. Okay, last two got you though. How many tusks sprout from the snout of an adult male warthog? 4, not 8. But, you know, it can get confusing when it's running after you. You probably think it's 8.
Who's counting?
And which U.S. state is known as the Land of Enchantment? New Mexico.
Oh, he was in the area.
Yeah, he was.
You
were
in the area.
I know.
Yeah, you were going with Vegas.
That was amazing.
Good job, Joe. 8 out of 10 is a very good score.
Our best this week.
Best. You know what? Tell your friends tonight you're the best of the week. Hey, Joe, you know no one here leaves empty-handed, so special guest to tell you what you won.
That's right, brother. You've got a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Monday, November 18th at TD Garden. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com, brother.
I like it. The Hulkster in the house. How about that, Joe?
I'd gladly trade him for a pair of Billy Joel tickets.
No dice, brother. You got wrestling.
Joe.
But you had a lot of chances to win them.
Yeah. That's right. All weekend.
All right.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
The Hulkster making a rare appearance here for Raw. Rare and Raw.
That hurt my throat.
Right, I know.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so that's great. Oh, by the way, did you say where you can get tickets?
Yeah, Ticketmaster.com.
Now you're calm. Okay, great.
I'm very calm.
I was looking for the Hulkster. Relax.
Well, listen, brother. I just can't turn it on and off.
I love it. All right,
this
if you want to play.
I know.
Wait till you hear his Randy Macho Man Savage. Anyway, we can't flip it that fast. All right, if you want to play a super smart in 60 seconds like Joe here did and see if you can score 10, that'll get you $1,000. Just go to WROR.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Boy, this Gronkowski announcement is going to be interesting.
Right?
People are going to be really bummed out if he's scheduled an announcement to announce he's not coming back. Because you don't have to announce that.
I don't know, but he likes to announce things.
Some deadlines looming.
Yeah, there are some. So there's a chance it could happen.
I don't think it is.
Him coming
have you
back.
Seen him?
He looks pretty slim.
He's slim.
For
he's too
Gronk.
Slim.
Yeah, he's not beefed up. He'd have to, just pork out a little bit for the next week.
Yeah, just hit the old country buffet. He'll be fine.
It is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Maybe
I have a step-by-step process he can take from me.
We could beef him up. All right, big announcement ourselves at 7:10, and we're going to have Santa actually calling in. I understand
Santa?
We've got him. Santa from the North Pole will be checking in for a major announcement at 7:10. Tell the kids this is going to be big. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, happy Monday. It's got to be at least somewhat happy. The Pats won a... It was a struggle. It was a slog, that game last night.
Was it?
Don't you think?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Brian, wouldn't you describe it as a slog?
Yes, because,
Tom was out.
Edelman threw the touchdown, for crying out loud.
That was awesome. That was the play of the day. Why is there a fly the size of a 737 in our studio?
I have no idea, it's freaking me out.
Look at it.
It's huge. Oh, there it goes. I think it's been around all weekend.
Yeah,
I feel like I saw it Friday.
You know, well, you left some of your crackers over
I
there.
I didn't.
He's fattening up.
I didn't leave crackers. I ate them all, Bob.
Oh, yeah. What was I thinking? Anyway, coming up, 3 cool things that we think you should know. What do you got, LBF?
Fat rats.
Fat rats?
Yep, I do.
We got a fat fly. Brian Bell?
Beer.
Okay. And I will tell you why, believe it or not, narcissists are happier than you are. That's coming up next.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And 3 cool things you should know.
Yes. All right, LBF, what do you have that's so cool we got to hear about it this morning?
Speaking of sugar, pouring it on things. Fat rats in New York City.
Fat rats in New York. Brian Bell.
All right, the pack of beer you're going to need this holiday season.
It is outrageous.
A heck of a case.
Okay. Sponsored by Whole Foods. Prime members save on organic seedless grapes at Whole Foods Market, just $2.49 through November 19th. Not bad while supplies last. Shop hundreds of organic options at your store. Find out more details on your Whole Foods Market app. And I will tell you why narcissists are happier than you are. Yeah, you'll be glad to hear that. Next.
Okay, so, you know, country mouse, city mouse, country rat, city rat. Mm. And it's been a good couple of years for rats in New York City. Pizza rat, donut rat, selfie rat. You know, they went viral. Mm. But now they're just fat rats because health problems such as obesity and diabetes are plaguing New York City's rodent population compared to their suburban counterparts. And the suspect, it's the human diet. Because they're eating things like, I don't know, Taco Bell and Whoppers and Big Macs. And they have an increase in dietary fatty acids. Isn't that crazy?
I love it. I love suburban rats. What are they eating?
I mean, Ratatouille was trying to warn them.
I know. Right? I know. But
that's great.
Remember that? It was stuck in the food closet, and it was like, oh, man.
Are we supposed to care about that?
Well, here's why I care. Like, I care because, like, if rats are getting diabetes from the food that they're eating, from the scraps of food they're eating, then the stuff that we're eating is really bad for us.
Yeah. Then you're gonna love Brian.
Well, it's a good reason to have a beer,
right?
Yeah. All right. So, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, they have just started selling this case of beer. It's only available in 15 states. Massachusetts is one of those states.
Yay!
It's the 99 pack of beer.
Nice.
99 cans of beer on the wall. 99 cans of beer.
Not for long.
99.
Take one down. You're going to need a buddy and a pickup truck.
Okay.
Because it's $175 for 99 beers.
Yep.
Right.
And it looks like it's about a 7-foot long box that they're all in this case of beer. And it's amazing.
And they're 12-ounce, right?
Yep. You get any regular old can of PBR. And
that's heavy. So how much would that weigh? 99 times 12 ounces?
Weigh quite a bit.
I can't do that math.
Yeah, I'm not doing math.
I was told to do no math.
That's 90 pounds. It's got to be.
It's pretty
heavy. Well, it's like 100 times 12. Let's just do it like that. What's the new math?
Well, and like a 12-ounce beer isn't really a pound.
That's right. So it's 16 ounces.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, do the math. Give us a call.
Bring a truck. Bring a buddy.
It's great.
And then you'll need a few friends to finish it off.
That's fun, though.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Really.
Yeah. No, so let us know. Do the math how much that weighs.
Yeah, so if you find one, we'd love to see it.
Okay, studies show self-obsessed attention seekers, otherwise known as narcissists, are happier than the rest of us. Here's why you should be a bit more narcissistic.
Okay.
All right. First of all, narcissists don't flinch when they have to speak in public or have a stressful job interview. Did you kill another fly?
I tried.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Okay. Here's why.
Happening.
We've had two mega flies, and you're just saying.
It's just,
one has a flight number assigned to
it.
I just killed one.
It's on its back. I killed it.
That's down. Good. We're two for two. All right.
Sorry.
Do you want to hear why you should be more narcissist or why you should be?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to know.
Pay attention to your co-host.
Yes.
No, they rarely think about what they do before they actually do it, whether that's public speaking, job interviews, or anything else that most people are stressed about, because narcissists have extreme confidence.
Yeah, because they don't care about what other people think. They're just thinking about themselves.
But they're happier than the rest of us. So it's just something to think about. If you
really
want. Yeah. The term narcissism, of course, it comes from Greek mythology, right?
Narcissus. Didn't he look at himself a reflection
fell in
and
love
then
with
fell
his
in
own
love himself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That must be so nice.
See how happy he was?
Ooh.
Okay, there you go. All right. So it's okay to be a little confident. This whole break was just bananas.
Sorry.
Flies everywhere.
They're everywhere. It's so gross.
Just so you know, there are flies in the studio. Two I got one, and LBF, did you get one?
I think it flew away.
Oh, my God.
It was playing possum.
All right, 6:25. Santa is calling at 7:10 with a big announcement. Get the kids ready.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Brunson, LBF, and Bryce.
Yes. You know, it's amazing how a major market radio show such as this can be easily distracted by a fly or two in the studio.
That fly had landing gear. It was so big.
This thing was huge. It took you right out of the game.
It did. I'm sorry. It was staring at me. It was right on my microphone's arm.
Did you get it?
Well, I thought I got it. It was stunned, and it played possum, and then it got up and flew away. But I've locked us in.
You've locked us in. Oh, no. That's like a submarine. We can't leave.
Right. We can't leave. There's a fly out there about to get us.
We're in our panic room.
Yes, exactly. It's truly.
I mean, you got to see the size of this fly.
Yeah.
All right. I got one. So that one's yours, LBA.
Okay. Thanks so much.
I've already tagged mine. One per season. You can't really do more than that. So,
okay.
Hey, I've got a question for you. So Friday is my wife Carolyn's anniversary in Woburn. Okay. And she has sort of invited me. She said,
no, you mean anniversary? You mean reunion?
Reunion.
High
what did I say?
Anniversary.
No, we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. It's her reunion. Yeah. Sorry, the fly distracted me.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
All right. So it's her reunion. And she's invited me to go. She said, do you want to go? I mean, you know, you've met some of my friends. You know, they like you. You like them. Because I used to DJ back in the day her reunions.
That's so nice of you.
That gave me a table. Uh-huh. I could play music. They dance. And then they paid me. So that was all good.
Yeah.
Now I'd be a guest. And I'm thinking, I think I'm going to take a pass.
How funny. My reunion is Saturday night.
Oh, is it?
And so I was just thinking about this morning because I just bought a ticket for myself. And I thought,
How much is your ticket?
$35.
Hers is $50.
Oh, well, ours is at the Legion, which is the bar on Canton High School's campus.
Oh,
so
God.
That's awesome.
Okay.
But I just was like,
to the Legion?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Dave would want to go. He went to my last one and he had a good time, but. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of like,
you feel like
a
tag along after a while.
Yeah.
Right, because you should go. You should talk to all the boyfriends you had.
Oh, yeah.
All your
girlfriends. I had so many boyfriends.
You know what I mean?
Rekindle. Wait, Matt, do you even know me?
Come on, LBF. You know, I'm sure back in school you were
the bell.
You were something.
Just keep going, yeah.
You were really something.
You must have been something when you were young.
Well,
I don't know what the hell happened. How did this devolve into?
I have no doubt you were. By far, Canton High's most wanted woman, girl. Anyway, so Dave's not going?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go either. But I did do, I'm going to be your DD. So maybe Dave can be your DD.
My designated driver?
You might need one.
Well, I could Uber. I could walk. I could walk home. It's like just like in high school, kind of drinking on campus and then walking home.
You want to have
very
fun.
Responsible.
Just kidding, everybody.
We could have fun.
Could.
I could go to yours.
Yes.
And Dave could go to Carolyn's.
The old switcheroo.
Let's do the old switcheroo.
Let's see if anybody notices.
Yeah, right. That'd be great. Hey, something to think about.
Yeah,
anyway.
Really? Okay.
All right, fine. Okay, coming up, major announcement at 7:10. Santa, I understand, is booked to call, and he's going to tell us very exciting stuff happening. Okay?
Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, boy.
And she released her Goop's holiday sort of catalog of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's discuss.
Oh, no.
At 7:45.
Yeah, you want to wait that long?
Or at 6:45.
Or at 6:45, sorry.
6:45.
The fly has us all messed up.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right. Dirty Laundry with LBF is brought to you by us and our math. You ready?
Okay.
Hang on. We tried to figure out and wonder why nobody was calling us on Brian's 99 cans.
Yeah, at 12 ounces.
A 12 ounces, right. So you want to know how many pounds it is?
Yes.
Hang on real quick. 74 pounds.
Oh, okay.
You don't need somebody for that.
No,
you can do it on your own.
You can do that.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's get into some Dirty Laundry.
Get some Real Housewives news, Gronk news, but first, Gwyneth Paltrow is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, I know I have a love-hate relationship, but she does these things, and I'm so happy she exists because of what would I talk about. And now we're talking about her gift guide for the holidays.
Okay.
Now, She even says it, the categories are beauty, food, style, blah, blah, blah. This is actually the ridiculous but fun section. She calls it that, and she really, really lives
ridiculous
up to it.
Ridiculous but fun.
First of all, there's a brass fire extinguisher from Safety for $250. A $250 fire extinguisher because, and this is what Gwyneth says, yeah. Because yes, even something as practical and purposeful as, say, a fire extinguisher can skew sexy. Can it?
Sexy?
Yeah, sexy fire extinguisher for $250.
Well,
now,
I mean, what's the price of Safety, you know?
Sexy.
Sexy Safety.
Jeez.
Now, this one piqued my interest because I feel like if you stayed in this thing for a long, long time,
okay,
it might be bad for you. Infrared sauna blanket V3 from Higher Dose for $500. This blanket can burn up to 600 calories per hour and has layers of amethyst, tourmaline, and charcoal in it. Like you
can burn
like,
weight.
Yeah, by just lying down.
Watching TV.
And it's sold out. Because I was going to order it.
Where'd LBF go? I don't know. The last time we saw her was a week ago. She put this blanket on. Now she's gone.
How much is that?
But the piece de resistance.
$500.
Yeah. $500. That's a gym membership, like a fancy one. But like, you just lie down. 600 calories. Gone.
Sign me up.
Cake.
Okay.
Lie down. Cake.
No,
lie down.
That's breaking even.
Oh, God.
That's caking
that's
even.
That's fine.
Yeah,
you're going to need that blanket and duct tape.
But the piece de resistance. Is the restraining arts kit for $1,350 bound to please. Get it? Bound bondage.
LBF.
Yeah.
You know who's calling at 710.
Oh, Santa.
Santa's calling.
What's wrong with you?
And, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, it gets really boring up in the North Pole. Oh, what are you going to do? Do they even have Wi-Fi?
About,
anyway, it comes
talking
with
about what?
It's a beginner's guide to BDSM. If you like 50 Shades of Grey, I'm just saying, equipped with do-it-yourself restraining straps to help. Yes, whatever. Okay. And it comes with a paddle.
Oh, God.
So you can play ping pong?
Yeah. After.
If you're naughty.
All right. And BravoCon was this weekend, and I missed it. Andy Cohen, all the Bravo celebrities, as they call them. Well, they made an announcement. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is in the works.
Salt Lake City?
I know.
They've come down to Salt Lake City.
That sounds incredibly bland.
Doesn't it?
Mormon.
I know. Why didn't they pick Boston?
Are they all married to the same guy?
Probably.
There you have it.
I mean, I don't know why Salt Lake City, but whatever. That seems fine. It's not like the guy goes wrong with this stuff.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen knows what he's
doing.
Well,
because I think, you know what?
What?
It does sound kind of fascinating when you think about it. In an odd way.
Why?
Because what are you going to do in Salt Lake City that would make it worth televising?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel
now
like Salt Lake City is known for, like Mormons and being like chased, right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
So, no, you're not.
But I also read that they have like the highest
but
downloads.
But what if they're not like that?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
A lot of repression and ballroom dancing.
Okay. Yes.
All
repression.
Right.
And Gronk is making an announcement tomorrow that everyone's speculating that he's going to sign up to play with the Patriots, and I say no, he's too skinny.
You say too skinny?
He's been hitting that sauna blanket.
You know who's not too skinny?
Don't you dare say me.
Oh, God. Wow. Really on edge this morning.
No. Jeez. No.
Who?
You know what? Have the cake. You're fine.
Thanks, Bob.
Santa is calling us. That's why when you started talking about Gwyneth's, kit, as you said, restraint kit. Mm-hmm. Might not flow with, ho, ho, ho. So,
it might. I wonder what Santa's safe word is.
Well, you can ask him at 7:10, LBF. He'll be calling. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Listen!
You know my safe word, don't you guys? Show over. Bye-bye. All right, Santa, 7:10. Don't miss it.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
All right, thank you, Brian. 7:03. And, hey, just a quick side note. New phone number. We just got it Friday. So it's 888-410-1057. Jot that down. You'll need it. You know, I know that 931 has been here forever, but it's gone. All good things come to an end.
I know.
888-410-1057. All right, coming up at 7:10, we've booked Santa.
I can't wait.
To call.
I got my list ready.
Good. He's got a major announcement that he wants to make. So be here. Get the kids ready.
You might want to check your list twice there, LBF. I saw your list.
Santa will.
It's not right.
Gwyneth helped me.
It's not right. Okay, Santa, 7:10. Don't go anywhere.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:15, and this is the moment we've been waiting for. A major announcement. Maybe you've heard us talk about it. We've kind of said Santa is, you know, going to be making a big announcement for us. So it's
so
that
excited.
Time. All right, here it is. This is, I don't think we guys have ever done this before. We are going to get together with Santa for a big breakfast on Sunday, December 15th, and you and the kids are invited, okay?
I'm so excited. Santa!
So we're going to do it at the Apex Entertainment. That's in Marlboro, right? Now, we're asking you, if you want to come, it'll be 9:30 to 11:30. Open invitation.
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect timing. Breakfast, and then you can do whatever you want for the rest of the day.
But bring a toy. Okay. Unwrap toy, and it goes for a great cause, right, Brian?
Yeah, our friends at Christmas in the City, they do a great job every year, so this is how we're going to help them collect all the toys they need. And if you go to WROR.com, there'll be info there. And basically, an unwrapped toy is your ticket into the party.
Nice.
All right, so they'll have photos with Santa and breakfast with Santa. So we've booked Santa already to be here. And I do think we can go to the hotline. I think we have Santa standing by. Hey, good morning, WROR.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Is this Santa? Whoa,
this is Santa. I was scheduled a call this morning to WROR. Is this the right station?
This is the right station. You've got it, Santa.
Oh, good. I understand you folks are going to supply Santa a nice, hearty breakfast.
Well, yeah, Santa, but it's breakfast with you and the kids. Very Christmassy.
So when is this Christmas breakfast with Santa? Because I'm very busy. I need to pencil this in.
It's Sunday, December 15th from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning at the Apex Entertainment in Marlboro.
Oh, that sounds fun. Now, are the kids going to be coming to see Santa?
They sure are. And some adults, too.
Oh, it's for our friends at Christmas in the City. So, you know, if folks can bring a toy or two, they'll get a chance to meet you, Santa. Maybe get some pictures. It's going to be fun. Oh, and breakfast.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, tell me about this breakfast.
Boy, Santa's as hungry as you are, Bob.
Fine.
Now, is it a continental breakfast, or can Santa count on a nice big feed? Santa loves breakfast.
Santa, this is Brian. I think there's like, you know, it'll be bacon and sausage and stuff.
Well, no reindeer sausage.
No.
That's good.
No, that's messed up.
And it's not just breakfast. It's about the kids and having a chance to meet you, Santa.
So what will the kids be doing? Will they get a chance to sit on my lap and maybe take a picture or something?
Yep, you just enjoy breakfast, photos with you, games, prizes, and just bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit Christmas in the City.
And all the details are at WROR.com. And, of course, thanks to our friends at Apex Entertainment for hosting this awesome event.
That sounds fun. Now, that's in Marlboro. I think that's the northwest quadrant of Massachusetts. It seems like I've been there many a time.
Yeah,
look forward to seeing the kids.
And we look forward to seeing you, Santa.
Absolutely.
Now, about that breakfast.
Yeah, Santa, there's going to be breakfast.
Any French toast? Now, I like that. If you can also have some kind of a Eggs Benedict, Santa likes that, too. All right. What's that, Rudolph? Put that carrot down and leave my cookies alone. All right. I will see you December 15th. Ho, ho, ho. Oh,
okay. He's hungry.
Yeah, he is.
When he wants to fatten up, man.
Exactly. He's got to fit in the suit.
Yeah, he's got a carbo load for the big night. You
well,
know?
That's how we booked him. We booked the North Pole. We tried to get him to come.
Yeah.
And they really insisted on breakfast.
Yes.
You ought to see his big celebrities, what they demand.
Yes. He's got rider contract.
Yeah, he's got a breakfast rider. Yes. But, you know, it's as long as your arm.
Lots of syrup.
Yeah.
Syrup has sugar in it.
Into that. So,
yes.
Anyway, it's going to be December 15th, 9:30 to 11:30 at Apex Entertainment. Now, that place is awesome, right?
So fun.
So, cool. So you get some breakfast with Santa, bring a toy. That'll be your ticket in. It's going to be breakfast and pictures and all kinds of fun. So we're excited.
I'm excited. I got to get my list ready.
Yeah. Long as your arm, right? Right. Okay. All details. If they're not there yet, they will be at our website. That, of course, is WROR.com. 105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. So let me get your opinion on this, you guys.
Okay.
All right. And if you're listening, too, you can feel free to chime in. Our new phone number is 888-410-1057. So yesterday was my daughter's husband's boyfriend down in Tampa. So he loves football.
Yeah.
So she thought, she got him a couple tickets to the game.
For his birthday?
You know, for his birthday, you know, they have a 7-month-old little girl. So she didn't think anything of it, didn't want to get a babysitter, wanted to be with his baby.
Yeah.
They go to a Tampa Bay Bucks game. They get to the ticket, right, to go in the entrance, and they said the baby needs a ticket. 7-month-old baby needs a ticket.
Wow.
And Nicole said, well, no, the baby's going to sit on my lap like an airplane.
Yeah, right.
She's 7 months. She can't even sit.
Yeah.
She'll sit on my lap. Nope. Need to buy a ticket.
No.
Yeah. No ticket, no entrance. They charged her $200 for a ticket.
$200?
And it was not even in their section because there were no more seats in her section.
So they
made her pay $200 for a ticket, and she was allowed to sit on her lap, obviously.
That's extortion.
Wasn't that extortion?
It is extortion because you know that at that point, Nicole she can't do anything.
No.
She's not going to be like, well, we're going home. She's already paid $400 for the tickets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now they've got her right where they want her, which is you should never go to a Tampa Bay Bucks game.
Well, the team sucks.
Yeah,
anyway.
I know. So like, we needed a reason.
Right now, you need another reason to not go. No, but you're 100% right on. So here, people are saying, because she's posted on the Tampa Bay site.
Sure.
She's outraged.
Yeah.
You know, and it is an outrage. And I agree with her. And people are saying, well, you shouldn't bring a baby to a game anyway. But that's her choice.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's a day game. It's beautiful out. You're in Florida.
Yeah.
So my question to those people is, what are you doing? What kind of behavior are you exhibiting that it would be bad for a baby to go to a football game?
Good
it's
point.
On them, not her.
Good point.
It's good family fun.
That's all it was?
You know?
Just sit on dad's lap, watch the game for a few hours. The team stinks. They probably would have left anyway.
Yeah.
No,
but isn't that...
But he said he liked football, and then he went and saw the Bucks.
Well, yes, that's all they got.
Yeah.
That's all they got. It's terrible
for
other
Nicole.
People.
Nicole's a Pats fan in Tampa. Man, that's tough.
Oof, it's brutal.
Doesn't that really stink?
It's totally wrong.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know what recourse she has. None.
I wonder what the Patriots do. I wonder what Gillette Stadium does.
That's a good question. Other folks are chiming in about their policy, but, you know...
it's a dumb policy. It's anti-family.
Live with that, right? So here it
Bucks.
Is.
Yeah, you know what they can do.
What's that rhyme with, LPF?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Anyway, so she is just going off today. It's crazy. People are very upset with the Tampa Bay Bucks. But either way, I don't think any NFL team should do that. That's a waste of money. Good grief.
I know.
We have somebody wants to chime in on that? Yeah.
Lovey.
Oh, Lovey, what is your take on that?
I got to say, I don't understand why this dumb lady would bring her baby to the game anyway.
Lovey, it's
my
Bob's
daughter.
Bye, Lovey. Your name is Lovey, and you're calling my daughter dumb? Bye, Lovey. Lose our number, Lovey.
Oh, Lovey's
fine. That
wasn't
fine. Very Lovey.
But it's not, she's just...
Call my daughter dumb.
Hello?
Yeah. All right, try to do better. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
The guy has a policy under 2... can sit on your lap.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think she's was pushing it.
Yeah, but hey, listen, it was his birthday. If he wants to be with his daughter and, you know, his baby girl, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where they're in. Yeah.
She's little. I think 2 is too old. You ever try to wrangle a 2-year-old on your lap for a couple of hours?
No, that's not going to happen. No, no. Not at all. But anyway, so.
You need a ticket at Gillette, too.
You do?
Need a ticket. Oh!
Wow. For any
I think they're trying to deter people from bringing 7 months old to the game.
That's probably what it is. No babies.
Well,
anyway.
Have you ever been to a football game?
Yeah.
People are crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I mean, I personally wouldn't have wanted to bring a baby, but if it was their choice.
Yeah, I mean, it's different in Tampa where the weather's nice. Like, bringing a baby to a game at Gillette when it's like two degrees out.
Not so much.
Then you should call child services.
Exactly. Yeah.
How's her name? Lovey again?
Lovey, yes.
She forgot that it was your daughter. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't take it personally. It's okay. She's just not as diplomatic as, say, me.
Huh? All right, diplomat. What's coming up with the dirty laundry?
Oh, we have to touch on the awful. Okay. Wait a minute.
We need to finish that. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
The awful Prince Andrew interview.
Ooh.
Oh, we can just get us just real quick.
Stepping his foot in it.
Okay. Oh, big time.
All right, that's coming up in 10. Dirty laundry with LBF. Yeah.
The greatest musical artist God ever created.
In his eyes.
Whose eyes?
His eyes.
God's or the other one?
We'll find out. I think it's the other one. All right, that's coming up next. Okay, 7:48 LBF, Dirty Laundry. I know you've been dying to do this one.
I know, right?
Oh,
well,
boy.
We're going to talk about the greatest musical artist God ever created. Mm-hmm. We're also going to talk about Goop's Christmas list. But first, let's talk about the disaster. The royal disaster that was Prince Andrew's interview about Jeffrey Epstein. Now, a little background. Jeffrey Epstein was the guy who had a bunch of... He killed himself in jail, allegedly. And he was basically sex trafficking all these young girls for the elite. People who have been associated with him include, and we're not limited to, like Donald Trump, Bill Clinton. I mean, all over the place. But Prince Andrew is the one who's really been photographed around him, like a really tight relationship.
And a girl's talking, right? Well, she's, you know.
And one of the sex trafficked girls
now, right.
Reported that she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew, like, several times. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, she was prostituted. And so Prince Andrew's been mum on the subject, which was smart, because he opened his mouth this weekend, and boy, oh boy, did he put his foot in it. He just came across as this arrogant, terrible person, and he made up this story like, oh, this woman said you were a big sweater. He's like, I don't sweat. I was shot in, you know.
Yeah.
And
the Falklands.
In the Falklands, and that affected my sweating. I mean, what?
That was weird.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
And the thing is that I was reading the timeline between Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein went to jail for about 2 years, and then when he was released from jail, you'd think, I'm not going to hang out with that guy because he just went to jail for sex trafficking.
Andrew?
Not Prince Andrew. He went and was photographed in Central Park with Jeffrey Epstein like the day after he was released.
Wow.
Epstein was released. And then he was at his apartment saying goodbye to a girl who was in the apartment.
Okay.
And this is what he had to say about his relationship and being friends with Epstein still.
Mm-hmm. The problem was the fact that once he had been convicted,
you stayed with him.
I stayed with him, and that's the bit that as it were, I kick myself for on a daily basis.
That's the thing you kick yourself for. Anyways, reading the Daily Mail.
Oof.
Oh my gosh, talking about how he went through a midlife crisis. He had divorced Sarah Ferguson, and he was like 48, 49, and just hanging out at all these places where debauchery was going on.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen must be horrified.
I'm sure she is.
I was watching The Crown yesterday, which, by the way, is on Netflix season 3, and all I could think about was the poor Queen.
Yeah.
What an embarrassment.
It's tough being the Queen.
It is tough.
You know
being
what
the
I
queen.
Mean? That's tough. That poor
kid,
thing.
Her
what
kid
a gig.
Is messed up.
Well, now listen, he's got a little daughter, Beatrix. She's getting married. Yeah, getting married.
She is?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the one.
Okay.
So he had daughters this woman's
age
now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's freaky. I'll leave that alone, though.
Yeah.
Let you decide. But he looks very guilty to me because he looked
sure
a little sweaty.
Yes, he did.
For someone
who
can't sweat.
The greatest artist that God has ever created, who could it be? Oh, it's Kanye West, according to Kanye West. He was at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church on Sunday, and he declared himself the greatest artist that God has ever created.
He
now,
sold
that's
out
a guy.
The church.
Yeah, he sure did. I know. Did you see that?
It's amazing.
Crazy.
Wow.
And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow is the gift that keeps on giving because
she
has the Goop
holiday
gift guide, and she doesn't disappoint because she has really expensive, ridiculous stuff, including, but not limited to, a brass fire extinguisher from Safety for $250 because, you know what? You can have purposeful things that can skew sexy. That's what she said. That's
sexy fire extinguisher.
Yes. She has an infrared sauna blanket for $500 that can burn 600 calories per hour. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. But the piece de resistance is the restraining arts kit from Kiki de French lady, for $1,300. Okay. It includes cuffs, ankle cuffs, and a leather-bound paddle. It's a beginner's guide to BDSM.
Okay, that's great. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Nothing says love like a paddle.
No, it
paddle.
Doesn't. Okay. maybe put the brakes on that. Okay, we're good. Anyway.
I'm uncomfortable. You uncomfortable?
Well, because Santa called the station a half hour ago.
Just use your safe word. We'll wrap it up.
Show over. That's mine. Show over. Yeah, coming up. Well, we had an 8 and a 9 last week. We're talking about super smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Pretty good. See how we do today. That's at 8:10. If you haven't signed up to play super smart, just go to WROR.com. You'll be challenged by one LBF. Ooh. 105.7 WROR. Some people say she's cold as ice. I say no. She just likes to be tough with her trivia.
Yeah.
LBF coming up next with Super Smart in 60 seconds.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right. We've got Don from Boston on the phone this morning. Hey, good morning, Don.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Where are you playing from today, Don? Where are you?
Boston, Mass.
Are you in the kitchen or at work?
I'm in my living room with a nice cup of coffee beside me.
Oh, I like
nice.
It. Do you have an assistant with you today?
No, I wish I had an assistant with me. I wish I had someone help me with the question.
Oh, you're going to be fine. You are going to be fine. Why the look? LBF. Okay. All right, Don, you know how we play it. LBF's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get all 10 right. We're going to hand you $1,000 and a brand new Super Smart t-shirt.
So cool.
It is a cool
so
shirt.
Awesome.
It's for winners and closers only, so you want to make sure you get it right. You ready to go?
I think so. Okay. A little nervous, but ready.
Oh, don't be nervous. If there's any question you're not sure about, just say pass. LBF. We'll come back to you. Here we go.
What's 10 plus 3?
13.
What color is absinthe?
Blue.
According to the saying, where does charity begin?
At home.
When is May Day?
May 3rd.
What is 99 and 44th 100ths pure?
Gold.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, who is the Sausage King of Chicago?
Oh, God. Pass.
What's the name of the Disney elephant with the big ears?
Dumbo.
Who was the original commander of the Starship Enterprise?
Captain Kirk.
What's the weight at the end of a pendulum called?
Stone.
How many provinces are there in Canada?
6.
In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, who is the Sausage King of Chicago?
Oh, God. I have no idea. Don something or other. Froman? Don Froman?
Okay.
No, you got to give him Froman.
Oh, I'm giving her Froman. I'm giving you Froman. Nice
you
job.
That makes four.
It's Abe Froman.
Abe, yes.
Well, Abe Froman. That was his cousin.
Not his cousin. Yeah. His cousin. We're going to give you Froman. Why not?
He was a sausage prince.
Yeah. But you got 1, 2, 3. If we give you that, you got 5 right.
Yeah, 50%.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
Don, not bad at all.
So the ones that you missed, the color... What color is absinthe? Green. May Day is May 1st. What is 99 and 44 100ths pure? Ivory snow or ivory soap?
Oh, you knew that, Don.
Yeah, Abe Froman's the Sausage King of Chicago, but you got Froman, so that's pretty awesome. And what's the weight? What's the weight at the end of a pendulum called? A Bob.
That's right.
For my little homage to Bob Bronson today.
Thank you.
And how many provinces are there in Canada? 10.
There it is.
But well done.
Not bad, Don.
It was a hard quiz, and she got 10, and she pulled it out with the Froman, which is awesome.
Very good.
There you go.
The second question was, what color is absinthe?
You know what I mean.
I thought you were saying, what color is absinththe? I didn't know what you meant.
Absinthe.
Yeah, it's green. Very good.
It's the green fairy. That's what they call it.
All right, Don. Nobody here leaves empty-handed, not on the what?
No, what I mean.
I'm sorry. There's like two shows going on, Don. You get two for the price of one. Yay! You get 4 passes to the Winter Wonderland at Southwick's Zoo. You'll see the dazzling lights display.
Awesome.
Visit the petting zoo or get your picture taken with Santa. It's open Friday through Sunday, 4:30 to 9:30 through December 29th. How about that?
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
That zoo is awesome.
Yeah, that's nice.
I love it.
Got all Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Might be some absinthe lights.
I don't think so.
Not so
I'll
much.
Remember that now. Right. I'll always remember that.
You will. And you'll know what a Bob is. Okay.
Yeah.
I like to think. Don, hang on. So there you have it. Today, we didn't get super smart in 60 seconds. So Don doesn't get 1,000 or the t-shirt.
Too bad.
She gets some awesome stuff. If you want to play super smart in 60 seconds, just go to WROR.com. Now, what are you guys laughing about? You guys are
waiting. He's just making me feel really bad about something I just said that was like sounded inappropriate, but it didn't mean it that
way. Way to go, Don, pulling out the old sausage king. If
now,
you know what I mean.
Now I get it. Okay. Now I get it.
Very bad.
I didn't mean it, you animal.
Why would you ask a question if you didn't want that response? Say, talk about the sausage king. Right. Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my. You're shook. I can tell.
Merry Christmas.
All right. It's 8:15, and we got three pretty cool things we think you should know. Stand by for that. If you thought this was fun. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. This happens. Yeah, Brian.
Excuse me, Bob. We have a nerd alert.
I know. The Trekkers are calling.
Yeah.
LBF, stand up.
I'm standing.
Because you need to stand corrected.
I'm standing corrected.
Okay. So your question was?
My question was, who is the original commander of the Star Trek Enterprise? And my erroneous answer was Captain Kirk. I am wrong. It was Christopher Pike. I know now. My apologies to all the Trekkies.
All the nerds.
Nanu Nanu.
That's may the force be with you.
That would be a little mark from Ork there. Yeah, no, we don't want to go there. Pike was the first guy. And for whatever reason, it didn't work, and then in came Captain Kirk. The rest is history. Feel free to take a seat again.
Okay, thanks.
You stand corrected. Very good.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, what do you got that's cool, LBF?
Fat rats.
Fat rats? Okay, top that, Brian Bell.
You want a beer? Okay. How about 99 of them?
99! I think they wrote a song about that once. And we're going to tell you how you and the kids can have breakfast with Santa. That's coming up. Okay.
Santa. Okay.
Fat rats.
Mm. Well, rats in New York City are different from rats in the country.
Okay.
Insofar
country
as
rats?
Country rats are leaner and not as meaner,
mm-hmm.
but city rats are fat.
Mm-hmm.
They're so fat, these beady-eyed little buggers are getting the diabetes, the sugar. Can you believe this?
Mm-hmm.
Their livers are fatty because they are eating fast food.
Yeah.
And they're eating things like Taco Bell and Big Macs and all the yummy stuff that you want
city
all the
living.
Time.
Yeah, that's city living. Wow. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what they're doing. And now they are getting sick.
I'm Wilford the Rat Brim.
Yeah, right.
I've
exactly.
got the diabetes.
But you know, but what it portends for us is they're eating what we're eating, right?
Exactly. If the rats are now getting diabetes from eating scraps of Taco Bell, then maybe we might want to rethink that double Whopper with cheese every other day.
Yeah, every other day. Okay, yeah, stretch it out a little
bit.
Every third day.
All right. It's crazy.
The rats are getting fat, and they have diabetes. Okay.
All right. Well, let's have a beer then.
Okay.
Just for the holidays, you know, you show up at a tailgate or something, you got a 30 rack.
Mm-hmm.
I can go one better now. Actually, a few better. Pabst Blue Ribbon, PBR, they've just started selling 99 packs of beer. They're calling it the family pack.
Are you really?
It's actually only available in 15 states.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is one of those states.
We got it. Good.
So go check it out. I did some calculations.
Right.
It's $175. So that's $1.76 per beer. So PBR is actually upping the price. If you buy like a 30 rack, they're only 67 cents a piece. But you're getting the novelty of this giant box of beer. It's very long. You'll need a pickup truck and a buddy because it weighs approximately 82 and a half pounds.
How about that? 82 and a half pounds.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you shouldn't buy it if you can't lift it. You know,
that's
maybe
right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't lift it, you can't buy it. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So we made a big announcement at 7:10. We actually talked to the big man himself. That was one Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He called in because we had this exciting announcement today. Coming up on Sunday, December 15th from 9:30 to 11:30, you can join us. The three of us will be at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro for Breakfast with Santa.
So exciting.
That's awesome. Now, to attend, all we're asking you to do, it's free, by the way, is to bring a new unwrapped toy to benefit Christmas in the city. How about that?
That's your ticket in.
Yeah. You got breakfast?
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Games, prizes, more. Santa.
Yeah. You can get pictures with the old St. Nick. And if you want details on it, you just go to WROR.com. Look for Santa. He's got his stack of flapjacks.
I know. I'm excited. This is getting me in the spirit. I want to go home and decorate
a little
bit. That'll
be fun. December 15th. So it's going to be Sunday morning. The three of us will be there. We'd love for you to join us. Details are at WROR.com. Coming up at about 8:40, it's the Monday morning WROR Morning Stars. We've been putting a spotlight, shining the spotlight on local folks who are doing great things that should be recognized. So we'll have a very special WROR Morning Star coming up. That's at 8:10. You don't want to miss that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Star.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. It's Monday. That means it's time to shine the spotlight on the ROR Morning Star. And today we couldn't be happier to shine a light on Joe Firmani and Operation Service. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's our pleasure. When we heard what you're doing with Operation Service, we wanted to talk to you about it because we think it's a great cause. So what you're doing, correct me if I'm wrong, it's your ninth season of giving trees for soldiers, right?
Absolutely. We've been doing it since 2010.
How did it start? We're talking about giving Christmas trees to veterans and active duty soldiers, right?
Correct. In 2010, you know, my wife Kathy and I, we just wanted to do something to give back. Being a first generation of kids, I guess, that, you know, weren't worried about the draft, but we had a lot of friends that volunteered. So we wanted to give something back. So we figured, hey, you know, we'll do Christmas trees. And we started out with 20 trees back in 2010.
20?
And now you plan to give out how many this season?
We'll do over 600.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Where do you guys get the trees, Joe?
We partnered up with the Gardener Spot in Leominster, Mass., 66 Granite Street.
Okay.
They've been a great partner ever since.
So how does a veteran or active duty, soldier, whatever, get the tree? They bring ID? How does that work?
Yeah, anytime between November 30th and December 15th, they can go down to the Gardener Spot, present their ID, pick out any tree in the lot they want.
Wow.
There'll be plenty of volunteers there to help them, load them, pick them up, carry them, do whatever. All we ask is they sign the book in what branch they were from. And we thank them for their service, and they're on their way.
That's great.
Great.
That is great. Must feel good about that, you know?
Something we absolutely love doing it. We saw a need back when we did it in 2010. It ended up not being just about the tree. We had a lot of friends that were deployed, and some of them were struggling financially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that $30 goes to groceries, goes to medication, not to a Christmas tree. And all of us with kids, we all see our kids when you bring that Christmas tree home.
Yeah. No,
it's psychological just as much as it is financial.
I can't believe it. Did you ever think you'd go from 20 trees your first year, 2010, to 546 last year at no charge?
Absolutely not. I mean, when we did it, we just knew after 2010 we were going to keep doing it. In 2017, that's when we decided to start the nonprofit Operation Service. It got into a level where it was always self-funded. So when it got to a level of, hey, listen, we either have to cap it or continue to grow it by going nonprofit, we decided to go nonprofit. We didn't want to cap it. We wanted it just to continue to grow.
Well, it's called Trees for Soldiers.
Yeah,
right?
You can get info at operationservice.net. That's where Joe's got his info, so that's awesome. We appreciate you getting in touch with us, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Hey, did you serve?
I did not, and that's why I do it.
Okay, that's so great.
Operation Service Joe Firmani, you guys are the WROR Morning Star. Congratulations, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hang on. Now, we're going to put Joe's information up on our website at WROR.com.
Okay.
If there's somebody you want to shine the spotlight on, or some organization doing great things like Operation Service, tell us about it. You can email us. Just, again, go to WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian, too. Okay. So, who is the champion? Is it mashed potatoes? Stuffing? Could it be apple pie?
Okay.
Or pumpkin?
You've got my attention.
I thought I would get it. Hey, we've got this really cool, fun game at WROR.com. It's the Thanksgiving Food Fight Bracketology.
Nice.
So we're pitting food Thanksgiving foods against each other, and you get to vote for the ultimate champion of Thanksgiving.
There's some pretty tough matchups. I just took
What'd you see?
I went through and selected my champs.
Going in.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you get like mashed potatoes versus cornbread.
Easy. That's easy. Mashed potatoes. That's easy.
I do love cornbread, though. But
mashed potatoes is got to be the king.
It's tough. And then, stuffing.
Stuffing versus
peas.
I got it. Stuffing. I mean, that's.
I mean, you got to give peas a chance, Bob.
No, you don't.
Oh,
you know, I love peas. I'll give them a chance, Brian. Okay.
Oh,
bring them in.
God.
So, yeah.
That's a dad joke. Stop it.
This is serious.
This show is built on dad jokes.
I know.
Okay? Yeah, I know. You know.
Two dads, no waiting.
I love it. It's fun. If you've got nothing to do at the office today.
And
it's
you
Monday.
Don't really.
You don't. Let's be real. Instead of pretending to work, just go to WROR.com and have fun. It's the Thanksgiving Food Fight online bracket.
Gratin potato. No, wait. Crescent rolls versus roasted sweet potatoes. Tough one.
Roasted sweet potatoes. I like my wife's sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, that's good because it tastes like dessert.
It is dessert.
It's like brown sugar
disguised
and yumminess.
Disguised
like,
as a vegetable.
Put this on a cracker and it's yummy.
You're right.
I'm hungry.
This is good. I'm getting you hungry, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just fun. So you can crown your own champ as far as that goes. I mean, I got to go. What would be your number one?
Like of a side?
Yeah.
My number one stuffing because it's bread.
Yeah.
Mushed up.
It's mushed up bread.
Yeah, it's mushed up bread. It's your favorite.
Sometimes
it's like when you're a little kid.
Are you a fancy stuffing person or are you? Just straight out,
You know what?
Stuff
I'm
it.
An equal opportunity stuffing person. If it's stuffing, it's in my face.
If someone else made it, you're going to stuff it. Okay, got it. I got it. All right.
Stop it.
I'm not saying a word.
Dad jokes.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.